news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6:05, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings on a Monday, 46 now at our studios. More on Dr. Bill's forecast for today and the rest of the work week coming up in just a minute. First, we'll check the ride-in. Here's traffic with Kane on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning for the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department clearing I-10 eastbound between Highway 90 and Rangeline. That's an accident without injuries. And state troopers there at an abandoned car in Stapleton. Highway 59 and Blair Road, report of a jackknife tractor trailer, also I-65 northbound, right before exit 31 in Baldwin County. Whether you're broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery. They're available 24 hours a day, even offering underwater recovery at 888-BE-TOWED, and you can see them online at pittsandsonstowing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be warmer with temperatures in the upper 60s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-50s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with afternoon readings in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Who all want to rock the float this year for Mardi Gras? Say yeah!
Rock the Float is back in a new location with bigger selection and better prices. Get all your thralls in one place. Beads, moon pies, glow sticks, balls, plush trinkets, and more. Don't miss out on our newest item, the Crichton Leprechaun, that'll have everyone asking,
where them throws at?
And Rock the Float on Airport Boulevard behind Raisin Cane's. Check out our Facebook for weekly specials.
You know, when you work long and hard at some craft, whatever it is, it's a skill set you have, it's a book you wrote, a painting you made, a sculpture, a car you restored, something like that, realize that by doing an amateur sketch of a Crichton leprechaun on a piece of legal pad... And just a story that ran years ago on WPMI, realized that that now still has legs. It's
yep.
Part of our cultural identity here in South Alabama, and it probably took them the total of about 35 minutes of time mm-hmm. to put both the story together and the amateur sketch of the Crichton Leprechaun. Just want to point that out.
What won Best Picture of the Golden Globes that year? I can't tell you.
No, but we can still tell you about the Crichton Leprechaun. All right, 608 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, Dr. Bill's got our forecast for the rest of the work week as well, and Kane will keep us up to date on traffic. Don't abbreviate 2020. Don't do, don't say today is 1-6-20 when you sign checks or sign documents.
Why is that?
I will tell you coming up in seconds. Okay. For your own good. Also, President Trump saying cultural sites are not off the list of possible targets in Iran. Democrats in the House and Senate are moving to limit the president's war powers. We'll talk more about that coming up in just a little bit. In sports.
Well, today's the day we find out whether Tua Tagovailoa will return as quarterback of the Alabama Crimson Tide, or whether he'll enter the NFL draft. Also got a bowl game tonight right here in Mobile.
All right, and President Trump is back at the White House with a new major issue facing him. The drone attack that killed the Iranian general threatens to bring more conflicts in the Middle East, even as the president and his aides vow that that will not happen. More info now from Bob Constantini from Westwood One.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo appeared on all six major Sunday news programs to justify the killing of Qasem Soleimani, but he did not offer a specific reason for the need to do it now, even as he and the White House claim intelligence shows Soleimani was planning imminent attacks on American diplomats as well as troops. Iran announced it would no longer be part of the nuclear agreement that other countries involved were trying to hold together after President Trump took the U.S. out of it. On CNN's State of the Union, Pompeo going so far as to say war with Iran really starts with that agreement that international observers said Tehran was adhering to.
The previous administration left us in a terrible place with respect to the Islamic Republic of Iran. Team Obama appeased Iran, and it led to Shia militias with money.
With no major leaders of Congress notified ahead of time about the targeting of Soleimani, President Trump had a tweet on Sunday that he figures will do. Quote, "These media posts will serve as notification to the United States Congress that should Iran strike any U.S. person or target, the United States will quickly and fully strike back and perhaps in a disproportionate manner," end quote. On CBS's Face the Nation, Secretary Pompeo suggesting the Trump administration will not adhere to Iraq's parliament's order.
It is the United States that is prepared to help the Iraqi people get what it is they deserve and continue our mission there to take down terrorism.
President Trump is scoffing at Iraq's parliament's vote that American troops leave. Politicians there fear being caught in between the U.S. and Iran even before the killing of Qasem Soleimani at Baghdad's airport. Asked about it on Air Force One, the president threatened Iraq with sanctions. He told reporters, "So with Iraq, we've spent a lot of money in Iraq. I told you Iraq was the worst decision going into the Middle East. It was the worst decision ever made in the history of our country." Following the killing of Soleimani, with the unrest it is bringing, the president has ordered an additional 3,500 troops to the region. Bob Costantini, Washington.
Right, 612 FM Talk 106.5. Also, something trended over the weekend. Will the draft come back? People checking the Selective Services website said actually shut the website down for a while this weekend. Talk more about that coming up in just a second. 612, we'll check in with News 5 right now.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A person is recovering after being shot by a hotel clerk in Escambia County. That person was reportedly disturbing other guests after a fight at the Quality Inn on Warrington Road early Sunday morning. The sheriff's office spokesperson says the incident could possibly fall under Florida's Stand Your Ground law. A car was hit by a train in Mobile. It happened about 3 o'clock Sunday afternoon on Jesse Street near Gold Avenue. Witnesses tell us the driver is okay. An officer at the scene says the train hit the back of the car and spun the car around. The train blocked the intersection for about an hour as crews worked that scene. Crimson Tide fans will find out today whether Tua Tagovailoa will stay or go. The Alabama quarterback promised to decide by today whether to forego his senior season or enter the NFL draft. We'll find out this morning during a press conference at 11. Also happening today, it's the Lending Tree Bowl from Ladd Peoples Stadium. Kickoff is at 6:30. It's the Louisiana Ragin' Cajuns versus the Miami Ohio Redhawks. The Ragin' Cajuns won the Sun Belt Division, and the Redhawks won the Mid-America Conference title. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
President Trump's top ally is Republican Bradley Byrne.
Work hard, right wrongs, fear God. Those were our values growing up here, and I've always fought for them. When Alabama's two-year colleges were full of corrupt politicians, I drained the swamp and helped put politicians of both parties in jail.
Bradley Byrne supports President Trump 97% of the time. He's Alabama's number one pro-Trump fighter.
Whether it's building the wall, banning abortion, or confronting Adam Schiff on the impeachment conspiracy to remove President Trump and undo the 2016 election, I'm a proven fighter for the president, and I will never allow the radical left to remove him from office. I'm running for Senate because I've spent my life righting wrongs, and Washington is next.
A man of God, a pro-Trump Republican, Bradley Byrne for Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Burn for Senate.
Styx River Shooting Center is now accepting new memberships for 2020. Try your skills at the rifle and pistol ranges, skeet field, trap field, and clay shooting. Styx River Shooting Center has everything you need for shooting, including rifles, shotguns, pistols, revolvers, ammo, targets, scopes, gun cases, range bags, and reloading supplies. Styx River Shooting Center, located off Interstate 10, exit 53, Wilcox Road. Open Tuesday through Sunday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Come get your aim on.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
Upsets and overtimes on Wild Card Weekend. Tua's NFL draft decision is set for today, and there's a bowl game tonight right here in Mobile. It's 6:14 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Oklahoma quarterback Jalen Hurts has accepted an invitation to play in the Senior Bowl later this month. The former Alabama quarterback transferred to Oklahoma prior to this season. He led the Sooners to the college football playoff and finished second in voting for the 2019 Heisman Trophy Award. Tickets for the January 25th game in Mobile are now on sale at www.seniorbowl.com. There's only one bowl game left before next Monday night's national championship between LSU and Clemson. Tonight at 6:30 right here in Mobile, Louisiana Lafayette will face Miami of Ohio in the Lending Tree Bowl at Ladd Peoples Stadium. The Ragin' Cajuns finished second in the Sun Belt Conference standings and are 14-point favorites over the Redhawks. Elsewhere, NFL draft announcements continue to pour in. On Friday, Auburn junior cornerback and kick returner Noah Igbinoghene announced he will forego his senior season to enter the 2020 NFL draft. Over the weekend, Alabama lost several players to the NFL, with safety Xavier McKinney, wide receiver Jerry Jeudy, and offensive tackle Jedrick Wills, each announcing the end of their careers with the Tide. Offensive tackle Alex Leatherwood and linebacker Dylan Moses have already announced that they plan to return to Bama this season. This morning at 11, the decision everyone has been waiting for. Quarterback Tua Tagovailoa and Alabama head coach Nick Saban are set to hold a joint press conference where we will learn what Tua is planning for his future. In the NFL, it was wild card weekend. The New Orleans Saints season ended at the hands of the Minnesota Vikings for the second time in the past 3 years. New Orleans lost 26-20 in overtime.
Pass is caught!
That's the call from Fox. Vikings tight end Kyle Rudolph caught the game-winning touchdown pass, and it was another controversial call for New Orleans. Many were calling for the officials to review whether Rudolph pushed off Saints quarterback P.J. Williams before making that catch. They did not review it, putting an end to New Orleans' season. Quarterback Drew Brees expressed his disappointment for the loss following the game.
These opportunities are few. It's disappointing. If you're not the one holding up the trophy at the end of the year, it's disappointing.
In other games, Houston beat Buffalo 22-19 in overtime thanks to a stellar effort from Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson. Watson led the Texans in passing and rushing and made an unbelievable play in overtime, spinning out of a sack to make a pass that would set up the game-winning field goal. Tennessee dethroned New England in Foxborough 20-13. Titans running back Derrick Henry ran for 182 yards and a touchdown and accounted for 204 of Tennessee's 272 total yards. And Seattle held on to beat Philadelphia on the road 17-9. The lower seed and away team won in three of the four wildcard games, which sets us up for a divisional round without Tom Brady or Drew Brees involved. In the AFC, the Baltimore Ravens will host Tennessee on Saturday night at 7, and Kansas City will host Houston on Sunday afternoon at 2. In the NFC, San Francisco hosts Minnesota on Saturday at 3:30, and Green Bay will host Seattle on Sunday afternoon at 5:40. On the PGA Tour, former University of Alabama golfer Justin Thomas beat Patrick Reed and Xander Schauffele in a playoff to win the Century Tournament of Champions in Hawaii. In college basketball over the weekend, Javon McCormick led number 8 Auburn with 28 points as the Tigers beat Mississippi State 80-68 to remain undefeated at 13-0. Next up, Auburn will host Vanderbilt on Wednesday night at 8. Florida rallied from 21 points down to beat Alabama in double overtime, 104-98. The loss put an end to a three-game win streak for Bama. LSU beat Tennessee 78-64. Georgia upset number 9 Memphis 65-62. Number 17 Kentucky took care of Missouri 71-59. Ole Miss fell to number 24, Wichita State 74-54. Arkansas beat Texas A&M 69-59, and Vanderbilt fell to SMU in overtime 92-81. Locally, the South Alabama Jaguars men's team was beaten soundly by Louisiana Monroe 69-49. They're right back at it tonight, facing UT Arlington on the road at 7, and the South Alabama women's team fell to Coastal Carolina 71-62. It's 6:19 on FM Talk 106.5, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
Where can you find the perfect gift for that do-it-yourselfer on your list?
Gulf Coast Tools and Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be warmer with temperatures in the upper 60s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-50s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny, with afternoon readings in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
This information update brought to you by CPC Office Technologies. All things copiers, all things service, CPC Office Technologies, cpctech.com. Phone 251-300-2695.
Good morning for the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center Mobile Police Department clearing I-10 eastbound between Highway 90 and Range Line. Also an abandoned car in Stapleton on Highway 59 at Blair Road. And we've got a report of a jackknife tractor trailer northbound 65 right before exit 31 in Baldwin County. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 Highlander with 0% financing for up to 60 months or $5,500 in savings. Model 6955. And I'm Kane with FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 621 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Monday. It's kind of back to normal for folks now after 2 weeks of kind of strange schedules. Yeah, holidays in the middle of the week, which we were looking, I think, next year. Christmas Day and New Year's Day are on Fridays.
That's
is
right.
Is that right?
Yeah, the Christmas Eve will be on a Thursday, Christmas Friday, and then the same for New Year's the following week.
All right, so if you're scoring at home, that's what's going on out there for next year.
That'll make it a little easier, I'd say.
Yeah, it is. It's would you rather have it broken up in a week, or would you rather have a longer weekend?
Give me the long weekend.
Yeah, okay. So there you go. You'll get it next year. All right, front page of FMTalk1065.com, top stories of the day, three big things. And running through these, Iran abandoning nuclear limits after the killing of their general. We'll talk more about that story, and an attack over the weekend in Kenya. Is that linked? We'll get into that story in just a second. Also, as we learned in sports, the Vikings upended the Saints 26-20 in that overtime in the NFC playoffs. And this is one that'll have some people talking here. I wonder, going forward, will there be more stories like this? U-Haul people, you know, U-Haul, you see them all over the country, right?
And I've heard of them.
Pictures of the states on the side and all that. U-Haul is no longer hiring people who use nicotine in certain states. Effective February 1st, the moving equipment storage rental company based in Phoenix is implementing a nicotine-free hiring policy intended to promote and empower a healthy workforce. Let me tell you, translate that. Lower healthcare costs.
Yeah.
I mean, that's,
and, you know, when you get insurance, when you get your checkup for insurance, I think they do a swab for nicotine, something like that. But I asked my buddy who moved out to Seattle, and he's a truck driver up there in Washington now. I was messing with him because he's got such long hours. I said, have you taken up a smoking habit or anything like that? He said, actually, you can't dip, smoke, no nicotine while driving up there.
Is it possible to be I know a lot of people with CDLs listen to us. Is it possible to be a long-haul trucker without some kind of nicotine?
I don't know. That's what I was asking him. I'm like, is that even possible? But I wonder if you already smoke or use nicotine in some form, if you can just quit and not do it while you're on the job, or if they insist that you don't have that habit at all, even when you're not driving.
I'm sure it's a long term, because their issue is not that you're impaired by it,
okay,
like it would be with drugs or alcohol. Their issue is that you're going to cost them more on health insurance. The stats are, long-term, you're going to cost more on health insurance.
That makes sense.
All right. Florida and Alabama are among, although there's this kind of weird thing, too. What if somebody with nicotine, now there's obviously the chances of all the things that go with that, would be lower body mass index. Mm. And therefore not, you know, would they, is it cheaper for the employer insurance-wise if the person is on nicotine but skinnier? Or without nicotine, they're fatter, and you know they have those issues. I don't know.
They don't have to make bigger doors.
Good point. Florida and Alabama are among 21 states where it is lawful to decline job applicants if they use nicotine products. Other states affected by the policy include U-Haul's home in the state of Arizona, as well as Alaska, Arkansas, Delaware, Georgia, Hawaii, Idaho, Iowa, Kansas, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Nebraska, Pennsylvania, Texas, Utah, Vermont, Virginia, and Washington. U-Haul job seekers will see statements regarding the new policy on applications and be questioned about nicotine use. Further, applicants must consent to nicotine screening to be considered for the job, what you were talking about with the swabbing. All right, 624 FM Talk 106.5, and an attack in Kenya over the weekend. Al-Shabaab, which, by the way, Al-Shabaab, the group that the homegrown Daphne terrorist was part of, that group, Al-Shabaab extremists, overran a key military base used by U.S. counterterror forces in Kenya before dawn yesterday. For Ryan Savenzo with more information from Westwood One.
In an audacious, brazen pre-dawn attack, the Al-Qaeda-affiliated terror group Al-Shabaab attacked a Mandalay airfield very near where United States troops at the U.S. Africa Command train their African partners near a camp called Camp Simba. Now, what we know now is that one United States serviceman and two contractors for the Department of Defense were killed in that attack. U.S. Africa Command also tells us that two further contractors were injured, and at the moment they are stable and are being evacuated. Now, Lamu County sits on the edge of the Indian Ocean. It used to be a very popular tourist place. It's also a UNESCO World Heritage Site, but unfortunately, its proximity to the Somali border means that it is prone to Al-Shabaab attacks. Now, the Kenyan Defense Forces tell us that they repelled the attack together with their American partners, and that they discovered five bodies of terrorists. They also found various weapons, RPGs, AK-47s, and things of that nature. Furthermore, several aircraft at this base were damaged, according to the U.S. Africa Command, to some degree, including six contractor-operated civilian aircraft. We also know that there were also fixed-wing and rotary types of aircraft. Now, why has this happened? Al-Shabaab has been ramping up their attacks. Remember, last week, they attacked, used a suicide truck bomb, which killed over 85 Somalis in the capital, Mogadishu. The response of the United States Africa Command and their Somali partners then was to strike at several bases for Al-Shabaab. Now, indeed, the Al-Shabaab's, despite all these attacks, drone attacks, airstrikes, are still a menace in this place. Remember, it's regional, not just in Kenya. In Kenya as well, just last year, January the 15th, 2019, they hit a hotel here in Kenya's capital, Nairobi, killing 21 people. Everyone is baffled at the moment about how this attack could have happened. And of course, we do not yet know if there were any Kenyan Defense Force casualties. But the menace of Al-Shabaab remains. For I7's Nairobi.
And I wonder if that's some kind of offshoot of an Iranian, did they give the go-ahead for that? Maybe not. We'll see, as I'm sure people will be claiming responsibility, as they always do, coming up later today. By the way, I mean, I was in Kenya in the 1980s, and there were some issues there, because there were groups of the poachers that, when times were bad on poaching elephants or rhino horn, elephant tusks or rhino horn, they would attack the tourists out there. But like when you were in Nairobi proper, you felt extremely safe. Times have changed, haven't they? 627 FM Talk 106.5. Dr. Bill's on the way. News 5 right now.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Two people are dead after a plane crash in Cullman, Alabama. Officials say it happened at the Folsom Field Airport between 12:30 and 1 on Sunday afternoon. Right now, Cullman County Sheriff's Office, Cullman County EMA, and Vinemont Fire Department are among the agencies helping with that investigation. The Mississippi Department of Corrections is looking into what caused a series of deadly riots at prisons all over the state. Five people died after several riots broke out at different prisons, including Parchman and the South Mississippi Correctional Institute in Leakesville. Officials believe the violence is gang-related. We have a traffic alert to tell you about this morning. Starting today, crews in Escambia County, Florida, will be closing off part of the exit ramp from I-10 to 9 Mile Road. They'll be closing the section connecting to 9 Mile Road westbound as they work to rebuild the exit ramp. You'll still be able to access 9 Mile Road using the other section of the ramp. Work is expected to last about 3 months. Pensacola's first ever Indie Fringe and Comedy Festival brought in crowds from all over the Gulf Coast. One of the headliners was comedy legend Gilbert Gottfried. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Come on, kids, get in the car. Move along. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. If you're like me, you don't like wasting time. And waiting around for something like a quote on your insurance? Well, that's just the worst. The good thing is a lot of insurance companies are just a click away with your quote. But you know what? I don't click while I'm driving. Especially when I have my grandchildren in the car. I like to kick it old school and actually talk to a human being. And if that human is local and recommended by a friend, even better. Well, that's Jack Green. Jack Green with eNational Insurance will go above and beyond to save you money on your personal, commercial liability, and all types of business insurance premiums. And he will get your quote on the same day.
Old school, huh?
That's right.
So how old is your school?
Mind your business. Call Jack Green with eNational Insurance, 767-6550. 767-6550.
What do you want to protect? Whether it's a diamond necklace or one made of macaroni, your newborn baby, or your fur baby. We all want to protect the things and people we love most. Help keep everything safe with a free home security system from Protect Your Home, your ADT-authorized premier provider. Just dial 1-800-548-5597 to learn more about how you can start protecting your everything with a free security system. An $850 value monitored by ADT. You'll also receive a $100 Visa gift card after installation from Protect Your Home. So call 1-800-548-5597 now. Installation starts at $99 with a 36-month monitoring agreement. Termination fee applies. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and Protect Your Home license numbers. Help keep your family safe. Call now. 1-800-548-5597. That's 1-800-548-5597.
Police in the Iranian capital of Tehran estimate the crowd of mourners for Revolutionary Guard General Qasem Soleimani is in the millions, crowding the streets this morning. Correspondent Fred Pleitkin tells us whatever that number might be, the general's assassination by the U.S. seems to be uniting the nation in wanting revenge.
There's a lot of people here who have actually come to us and said that the killing of Qasem Soleimani, that has been one of the biggest unifiers that Iran has seen in a very long time.
President Trump has deployed 3,500 soldiers from the 82nd Airborne Division at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, to Kuwait, a strategic site for reaching many areas of the Middle East. Natasha Chen is at the fort this morning.
There's a definite sense of unease here in the Fort Bragg community. It's a very tight-knit group of people, and some of them, we're hearing, are experiencing their loved ones being deployed for the very first time.
The global benchmark for crude oil rose above $70 a barrel this morning for the first time in over 3 months. Jitters are rising from the tensions between Iran and the U.S. I'm Michael Toscano.
Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. The banking industry is highly profitable, lending is up, and the number of problem institutions is the lowest since early 2007. That could be an ominous sign. Analysts say the lack of bank failures may be a sign that hidden risks are building. Former FDIC Vice Chairman Thomas Honig says it's in the good times when things seem very calm and when there are no bank failures that bad loans are made. Amazon and Microsoft are turning up the pressure on each other as they battle to supply corporate America with remote computing power, stoking a fight that's expected to dominate the tech world over the next decade. Revenue from cloud computing jumped 246% in the previous decade. The Wall Street Journal says some of the sharpest barbs are now coming from Amazon, long the dominant provider of data storage to large multinationals. Crude oil sharply higher, trading at $63.81 a barrel on Wall Street, futures pointing to a broadly lower open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan. Join Mike Ward and me every Saturday morning at 7 for FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, bringing you inshore, offshore, and freshwater fishing reports from some of the area's best guides, plus hunting talk, conservation news, habitat management, and the latest in state and federal regulations. So join the conversation Saturday mornings at 7. Plus, you can listen after the hunt or fishing trip with our podcast on FMTalk1065.com. It's FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, outdoors for South Alabama by people that hunt and fish right here in South Alabama.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
Right, 6:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
And let me second what Dalton was saying during the news break there. Thank you. The forecast for a fantastic week. It was a beautiful weekend.
Yeah, it really was. And the temperatures were, during the daytime, were just about normal for this time of the year. The normal high is 61. And That's exactly what we were yesterday, 61 degrees and 62 on Saturday. However, yesterday morning, we did get down to 33 degrees with a light wind. Ground lost heat rather rapidly, and we cooled down just a little above the freezing point. But again, yesterday got up to 61. Today, well, high pressure right over the Gulf Coast to give us another beautiful day, but a little warmer. We're going to climb into the upper 60s with sunshine, and the wind will kind of switch around to the southwest, and that's an indication that there must be a front approaching, and yes, there is. There's a cold front now. It is located up in northern Mississippi, and it's going to get in here tomorrow morning. It's not a strong one. I don't expect any rain with it, and we don't expect a big change in temperature. So today, upper 60s. Tonight, we'll stay in the 50s, around 55 degrees under partly cloudy skies. And then tomorrow, it'll be mostly sunny. The wind will go around to the northwest, and we'll be just a little bit cooler, about 64 or 65 degrees for tomorrow. But then tomorrow night, we'll cool into the upper 30s. So look for some areas into the mid-30s for tomorrow night. And the rest of the week, for Wednesday, another sunny day in the low 60s. For Thursday, clouds come back in, slight chance of a shower, and we warm up to 70 degrees. And then Friday, good chance for showers and a few thunderstorms with temperatures in the mid-70s as the storm system moves through Louisiana. And over the weekend, well, it looks like Saturday will be showers and a few thunderstorms, high in the low 70s. Things improve. On Sunday, starts to clear off, slight chance of a shower, high in the upper 60s. So there's rain in the forecast, but it looks like it's going to hold off until late Thursday, Friday, and into Saturday.
Oh, good. Just in time for the weekend.
Yes.
Right, Dr. Bill. And also remind folks, too, if they have not picked up their copy of the 2020 Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac, it's waiting for them somewhere in Mobile and Baldwin County right now.
And it's there, and it's free, and you'll find them on the Eastern Shore at Old Time Garden Supply, also the Autocraft Collision Center. Billy Langford, Allstate, also in Fairhope. You're over at Robertsdale Power Equipment Company. Here in Mobile, West Marine, and also Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You'll find them at Classic Cars out on Cottage Hill Road, Robert Moore Christmastown, and also at Fox 10, and right here. That is right here at 106.5.
There we go, Dr. Bill. We'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. And it's sitting at 46 now at our studios, heading for that high, right around upper 60s today, says Dr. Bill. We'll check back with him shortly. Traffic with Kane on the way next.
Are you heading out of town this weekend?
I sure am. But I need to go by Kingan's Classic Cars to get my oil changed first.
Oh, yeah. Me too. How's your car been running since they worked on it?
Great. Thank you for recommending their service department. Not only did they fix my car, they saved me money by finding the exact problems and took care of it. Turns out, my car didn't have as many issues as I thought. Kingan's Classic Cars really made me feel like family. In fact, I trust the service department so much, I've recommended that my mother take her car in immediately.
That's great. I knew they'd take care of you.
And you were right.
Do you need your car, truck, or SUV serviced only to find out that the dealership is 1, or in some cases 2 weeks out for an appointment? At Classic Cars, we can get you in and out. From oil changes, brakes, AC, and electrical, our certified technicians have years of experience along with the latest diagnostic tools and equipment to take care of all your automotive needs. No matter what you drive, Mercedes, BMW, Chevy, Ford, or Toyota, we've got you covered. And now, through the end of January, mention this ad and we'll give you an additional 10% off parts and labor on any service. That's our way of saying thank you and Happy New Year. That's Classic Cars.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center Mobile Police Department, now on the scene of an accident off 554 South Ann Street between Illinois and California. It's going to be one with injuries. State troopers are clear. In Mobile and Baldwin, schools go back tomorrow, so it's a good ride so far with no delays as you're traveling across the Bayway. Toomey's Mardi Gras has been your number one store in the area for everything Mardi Gras since 1978. Shop Toomey's for the best selection and pricing with over 100 new items this year in Mobile on Highway 90 and Spanish Fort at the Eastern Shore Center. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Turn up your voice online. Follow FM Talk 106.5 by searching Twitter at FM Talk 106.5. Feeding breaking news, weather, traffic, and opinion, plus your replies. Find us at twitter.com at FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 640 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings on this Monday. Sean and Dalton, Dr. Bill, Kane with our traffic. You know, Chris on the text line says on that story about U-Haul and their nicotine ban for employees there. He's talking about, he said, smokers take lots of breaks and stink. I'll say the breaks thing. You could, if somebody has like nicotine lozenges or smokeless tobacco or something, you do get more, I think, more hours out of them than the smokers because they got to go outside and stand on the corner or whatever and smoke. And that accounts for a couple hours a day.
Oh, yeah. Remember, there were people that don't smoke or I imagine don't use nicotine at all that were wanting their breaks to be equal to the breaks of smokers.
Right.
So they could just stand outside, I guess, or hang out at their desk for 2 hours a day.
I like to go get the sun. I think that's a good thing. We're just talking about the story from the Wall Street Journal. To lay out how complex the situation is with Iran and Iraq and the strike against the Iranians and the killing of that general, they had a vote here. You heard this story that the Iraqi parliament's voting for sanctions or removal of the U.S. from Iraq, and now we're talking about sanctions against Iraq. Listen to how this vote went down. Listen what happened here.
Yeah, so over the weekend, the Iraqi parliament voted, and they did vote in favor of expelling U.S. troops from the region. And you think, oh, wow, so that must mean that most Iraqis want the U.S. troops gone completely.
Because that's how the story would be reported, right?
Right, and that's how it has been reported. And we know that, you know, Muslims, there's lots of Sunni Muslims and a lot of Shiite Muslims, and Iran, majority Sunni. And there are some, it's split in the Iraqi parliament between Sunni and Shiite Muslims. Well, they have 328 members in the Iraqi parliament.
Okay.
Only 167 were present to vote in this vote that they confirmed they wanted U.S. troops out. Now, you wonder why so many lawmakers didn't show up for this vote. Both the Sunnis and the Shiites condemned the killing of Soleimani. But they say here in this article from the Wall Street Journal that most of the Kurdish and the Sunni lawmakers boycotted that parliament session despite threats from Kataib Hezbollah. Hezbollah had ordered all the members of parliament to attend.
You mean a terrorist group is telling the members of the Iraqi parliament that they have to show up?
That's exactly right. The Hezbollah terrorist group backed by Iran.
Yes.
They threatened. Well, I guess, I don't know if it was an explicit threat, but you can imagine it was a threat. They ordered everyone to attend
the
and
terrorist
vote in
groups
this.
Ordered the elected officials to show up to parliament.
That's right. So just take it with a grain of salt when you read a headline that says Iraq votes to expel the U.S. troops, that only 167 of the lawmakers out of 328 were there for that vote, and that's despite Hezbollah ordering the entire parliament show up and vote for this.
It is a different world for sure. 643 FM Talk 106.5. Thank you, Dalton. Harvey Weinstein's rape trial scheduled to begin today. Steve Kastenbaum from Westwood One has more.
Before we hear opening arguments, a few things have to take place. Today, Harvey Weinstein is in court for a pretrial conference with his defense lawyer, prosecutors, and the judge. Jury selection is expected to begin on Tuesday, and it could take 2 to 3 weeks. It would be impossible to seat a jury that hasn't heard about at least some of the accusations leveled against the former movie mogul by more than 80 women now, everything from sexual harassment to rape. Defense attorney Donna Rotunno said that's not what this case is about.
And we, of course, are going to expect that the jury looks at the evidence and the evidence only. And although we understand that that's a difficult task and something that's difficult to ask, we're going to make sure that we continue to remind them of that.
The charges being prosecuted by the Manhattan District Attorney center on an allegation that he raped a woman in a New York hotel room in 2013 and a second woman who accused Weinstein of forcibly performing a sex act on her at his Manhattan apartment in 2006.
I think for me, this is about talking to a jury about the fact that you don't have to like everything he's ever done in his life to find that he's not a rapist.
Rotunno said she won't be asking the jury to like Harvey Weinstein, and he has done some bad things.
Well, he cheated on his wife. He made very bad decisions in business in terms of how he treated people, and he'd be the first one to admit those things were not nice.
But she claims that what happened between Weinstein and these two women was consensual.
We have a lot of evidence that shows a continuing relationship between him and the women who are charged in this matter.
Prosecutors intend to call at least four other women to the witness stand to testify about prior bad acts and attempt to convince the jury of a pattern of bad behavior. Weinstein faces life in prison if found guilty on the most serious charge. This isn't his only pending criminal matter, though. The Los Angeles district attorney has been looking at evidence in at least 8 allegations. A few weeks ago, Weinstein complained to the New York Post that he was pioneering for women in Hollywood, and his work has been forgotten. Steve Kastenbaum, New York.
Game's already started. We should go in now.
Should I have parked this close to the stadium?
Yeah, it's fine. No one ever hits it this far. Ooh, sorry, Gary.
When you bring your car into Professional Collision, you're in good hands. We'll be completely transparent through the whole repair process and never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations. Visit us online to find out more. Professional Collision, we got this.
Tom Clarkson here, inviting you to join the Scuttlebutt Network this Wednesday from Ed's Seafood Shed on the Causeway. Cal and I are on the air at 1 p.m. after midday mobile with Sean Sullivan. Special location, special time. This Wednesday at 1 from Ed's on FM Talk 106.5.
This News 5 FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit IRSAllstar.com.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A person is recovering after being shot by a hotel clerk in Escambia County. That person was reportedly disturbing other guests after a fight at the Quality Inn on Warrington Road early Sunday morning. The sheriff's office spokesperson says the incident could possibly fall under Florida's Stand Your Ground law. A car was hit by a train in Mobile. It happened about 3 o'clock Sunday afternoon on Jesse Street near Gold Avenue. Witnesses tell us the driver is okay. An officer at the scene says the train hit the back of the car and spun the car around. The train blocked the intersection for about an hour as crews worked that scene. Crimson Tide fans will find out today whether Tua Tagovailoa will stay or go. The Alabama quarterback promised to decide by today whether to forego his senior season or enter the NFL draft. We'll find out this morning during a press conference at 11. Also happening today, it's the Lending Tree Bowl from Ladd People's Stadium. Kickoff is at 6:30. It's the Louisiana Raging Cajuns versus the Miami Ohio Redhawks. The Raging Cajuns won the Sun Belt Division, and the Redhawks won the Mid-America Conference title. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Welcome to Mobile Bay Coins.
Dave, are you here Christmas shopping? Don't you usually wait until it's a bit closer to Christmas?
Nope, I'm here for a turkey charm for my wife's bracelet and a few other things.
I'll see if one's available, or if not, I'll order you one in. But you've got to tell me the story.
Well, my brother and I did a fall turkey hunt, got a couple gobblers, cleaned our birds, came back to Mobile.
Sounds like a great time. So what happened?
Well, the whole family was around the table ready to dig into a beautiful turkey dinner. After the blessing, everybody started eating when all of a sudden Aunt Nancy screams. She broke a tooth and everybody started picking pellets out of their mouth. And then I yelled at Bob for not getting all the shot out of the bird. And he jumps up from the table. I follow outside. Next thing you know, we're wrestling in the front yard. Everybody's watching. That's when the dog made his move to feast on the Thanksgiving bird.
So who are you buying charms for?
Yeah, my mother-in-law, who broke her dentures, Uncle Pete and Aunt Nancy, who both cracked teeth. Both of our wives are angry that we took that fight to the front yard and then had to take the dog to the vet. So I need 4 turkey charms and 1 silver eagle for Uncle Pete.
Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry, 2204 Government Street, Mobile. Like us on Facebook or visit MobileBayCoins.com. Family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hardworking folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brands, so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 now.
Upsets and overtimes on Wild Card Weekend. Tua's NFL draft decision is set for today, and there's a bowl game tonight right here in Mobile. It's 6:48 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Butch Cassidy's Cafe Mobile Morning Sports Report. Oklahoma quarterback Jalen Hurts has accepted an invitation to play in the Senior Bowl later this month. The former Alabama quarterback transferred to Oklahoma prior to this season. He led the Sooners to the college football playoff and finished second in voting for the 2019 Heisman Trophy Award. Tickets for the January 25th game here in Mobile are on sale now at SeniorBowl.com. There's only one bowl game left before next Monday night's national championship between LSU and Clemson. Tonight at 6:30, right here in Mobile, Louisiana Lafayette will face Miami of Ohio in the Lending Tree Bowl at Ladd People Stadium. The Ragin' Cajuns finished second in the Sun Belt Conference standings, and they're 14-point favorites over the Redhawks. Elsewhere, NFL draft announcements continue to pour in. On Friday, Auburn junior cornerback and kick returner Noah Igbinoghene announced that he will forego his senior season to enter the 2020 NFL draft. Over the weekend, Alabama lost several players to the NFL, with safety Xavier McKinney, wide receiver Jerry Jeudy, and offensive tackle Jedrick Wills, each announcing the end of their careers with the Tide. Offensive tackle Alex Leatherwood and linebacker Dylan Moses have already announced that they plan to return to Bama next season. This morning at 11, the decision that everyone's been waiting for. Quarterback Tua Tagovailoa and Alabama head coach Nick Saban are set to hold a press conference where we will learn what Tua is planning for his future. In the NFL, it was wild card weekend. The New Orleans Saints season ended at the hands of the Minnesota Vikings for the second time in the past 3 years. New Orleans lost 26-20 in overtime.
Cousins throws. Pass is caught for the win. Kyle Rudolph and the Vikings are moving on.
Vikings tight end Kyle Rudolph caught that game-winning touchdown pass. The call was from Fox. It was another controversial call for New Orleans. Many were calling for the officials to review whether Rudolph pushed off Saints cornerback P.J. Williams before he made that catch. The officials did not review it, putting an end to New Orleans' season. Quarterback Drew Brees expressed his disappointment following the game.
These opportunities are few. It's disappointing. If you're not the one holding up the trophy at the end of the year, it's disappointing.
In other games, Houston beat Buffalo 22-19 in overtime thanks to a stellar effort from Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson. Watson led the Texans in passing and rushing and made an unbelievable play in overtime, spinning out of a sack to make a pass that would set up the game-winning field goal. Tennessee dethroned New England in Foxborough 20-13. Titans running back Derrick Henry ran for 182 yards and a touchdown and accounted for 204 of Tennessee's 272 total yards, and it was his 26th birthday. Big news. Seattle held on to beat Philadelphia on the road 17-9. The lower seed and away team won in three of the four wildcard games, which sets up a divisional round without Tom Brady or Drew Brees involved. On the PGA Tour, former University of Alabama golfer Justin Thomas beat Patrick Reed and Xander Schauffele in a playoff to win the Century Tournament of Champions in Hawaii. In college basketball over the weekend, Javon McCormick led number 8 Auburn with 28 points as the Tigers beat Mississippi State 80-68 on Saturday. Tigers are still undefeated at 13-0. Next up, Auburn hosts Vanderbilt on Wednesday night at 8. Florida rallied from 21 points down to beat Alabama in double overtime 104-98. The loss puts an end to a three-game win streak for Bama. Locally, the South Alabama Jaguars men's team was beaten soundly by Louisiana Monroe 69-49. The Jags are right back at it tonight, facing UT Arlington on the road at 7. And the South Alabama women's team fell to Coastal Carolina 71-62. It's 6:52 right here on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
There are a lot of people wrapped up in what's going to happen that presser today with Tua. Talking to the missus last night, who is the biggest Alabama football fan in our household, and she said, what do you think is best for Tua? What do you think, of course, is best for Alabama? She said, well, I don't care which decision he makes, but I just want to know the decision. And I said, what? She said, you know, it's like when we were having children and I wanted to know if we're having a boy or a girl. I was happy with either outcome. I just wanted to know. So we'll get the Tua sonogram sometime
today.
Yeah,
he'll take it out of the envelope.
There you go.
I think he's gone.
You think he's gone?
I think he's entering the NFL draft.
All right, coming right back.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone, from the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center Mobile Police Department on the scene at 554 South Ann Street between Illinois and California Street. Have got an accident with injuries. Light traffic so far off of Airport, Spring Hill, Dolphin at 65. Tillman's Corner and Theodore, you're clear and across the Bayway. It's a good ride in. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area. Call for a free quote at 776-1006 and see them at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
A 40-year-old woman is diagnosed with breast cancer, following in her mother's footsteps. She worries about her young daughter's future and her chances of developing the disease. She would like to know more. So would we. At Southern Cancer Center, we don't just treat cancer, we manage your risk. With our certified genetic testing and counseling program, together we can find these answers and create an informed plan for the future. What are your genes telling you? Learn more at SouthernCancerCenter.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be warmer with temperatures in the upper 60s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-50s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with afternoon readings in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
It's 6:55, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings on this Monday. And by the way, to add a little more to this story here about Tua and what the announcement will be today, I go to the sports wisdom and savvy of my buddy Dalton Orwig, because I was trying to understand. You said you think he's gone.
Yeah.
And you explained some of this. I think this is... This eye-opening for me, because it's not just about, I'm just focused on Tua himself and the hip and all that, but you said it's about who else is in the draft.
Yeah, I think, you know, and these players will always be willing to bet on themselves, but Tua said himself that this is a business decision, and they know way more about his medical reports than any of us do, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And that will really matter with the NFL, but if Tua doesn't enter this draft and decides to bet on himself and enter next year's draft, well, you've got a better quarterback class leaving for the NFL next season. You've got Trevor Lawrence, the Clemson quarterback, Justin Fields from Ohio State. Now, Tua may be better than both of those guys, but they are for sure tougher competition than the quarterback class that's out there this year. Now, before this season, it seemed like Tua would be the number one pick regardless of what happened. Joe Burrow kind of changed things as far as that goes. But behind Joe Burrow, I don't know if there's much competition for the upside that Tua Tagovailoa would give NFL teams.
So you're saying he may enter his part of the decision-making process if he enters the draft this year is not just about himself, but it's about who the competition would be and how far up in the draft you would go. So you want to be when there's very few quarterbacks that are on the radar for NFL scouts versus a flooded class of quarterbacks.
Yeah, because we'll see in April, NFL teams will be trading up to get the quarterback of their future that they're hoping for. I think Tua, with the hip injury, still has more upside than a lot of these quarterbacks uninjured. And Tua said himself, if he drops below 15 in draft grades, he won't enter the draft. I don't see him falling past 15 in this year's draft.
All right, there you go. We'll find out more coming up today. Hour number two of Mobile Mornings on the way. Check in with News 5 next.